The Orlando metro area scored well for access to parks and swimming pools, but residents aren't getting enough exercise. And the city has high death rates for cardiovascular disease, high diabetes rates, and high rates of smoking. In a fit city, 82% of residents get in some physical activity in a 30-day period. But the report found that only 65% of Orlando residents exercised at least once in 30 days. Healthy Central Florida Executive Director Jill Hamilton Buss says Central Floridians don't spend enough time biking and walking.
I think that the fact that we're number one with the deaths of pedestrians due to motor vehicle accidents, that they're correlated somehow, that people are afraid to get out and walk and bike, and there aren't bike paths and the infrastructure that supports us being active.
Healthy Central Florida is conducting a pilot program in Winter Park, Maitland, and Eatonville to create healthier, more exercise-friendly environments. Improved walking paths, community and corporate walking programs, access to healthier foods, and smoke-free college campuses are all recent measures that could improve Orlando's rankings in the future. Minneapolis ranked as America's fittest city for the third year in a row. More than 50% of its residents report being moderately physically active, compared to 46% in Central Florida. I'm Alicia Mandigo, 90.7 News.